It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. It's back to the center for Governor Andrew Cuomo in his fourth annual State of the State address today in Albany. The governor veered away from the progressive notes like gun control and abortion rights he sounded a year ago. Now the Democrat is talking about tax cuts and budget balancing. Joining us to discuss this move is WNYC's Andrea Bernstein. Andrea, why the change of heart from Governor Cuomo? The progressive agenda was not going well enough for him?
Well, you may remember a year ago at this time, the governor riding the wave of outrage over the shootings in Connecticut passed the most one of the most stringent laws at that time in the nation on gun control. That happened even before the session started. And then he came to the State House for his State of the State address, and he talked about things like the Women's Equality Act and abortion rights, and he got loud and sustained applause. And we were all talking at the time, oh, here's Governor Cuomo. He's trying to shore up his leftist credentials so he can get the base in his run for president. But the year didn't turn out so great for Governor Cuomo. He got a huge backlash, especially upstate, for his gun control legislation. He had a permanent rift with a reporter from the New York Post, Fred Dicker, who'd been one of his biggest supporters, and that was emblematic of the type of backlash. And his ratings went down to some of the lowest, if not the lowest, of his governorship.
And that women's rights agenda failed because of that abortion plank, which angered Catholics.
Right.
And
I mean, it just didn't. None of this other stuff happened. There were corruption scandals. It was mired in that, and he was not able to move that agenda forward.
So is his new emphasis on tax cuts out of step with the times? After all, one of the most leftist candidates in New York's mayor's race is now our mayor, Bill de Blasio. He's running on a platform of raising taxes, was there today in Albany listening to Governor Cuomo's speech, appeared about an hour before with Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver to press for his plan to raise taxes on the wealthiest to support universal pre-K.
Well, that's right. Bill de Blasio ran explicitly saying, I will raise taxes. And he won overwhelmingly. And Cuomo today gave a nod to his universal pre-K plan. He said, I would support it, but he didn't say how he would fund it. Then, as a sort of little twist in the knife to Bill de Blasio, he appointed Ray Kelly, who was another person that Bill de Blasio ran against, essentially, over stop and frisk, to be a special advisor to a new school in New York on homeland security. So he was definitely staking out a separate political ground from Bill de Blasio.
Was there any emotional high point to this speech?
Yeah, there was. I mean, in each of the speeches, you know, a couple of years ago, there was a speech about not fingerprinting welfare recipients. You might remember that. A lot of emotion from Cuomo on that. Obviously, last year on gun control. This year, when he got to the end of the speech and he was talking about ethics reform and setting up a Moreland Commission, you began to sort of hear that familiar Cuomo soaring voice. Here it is.
It actually is the exact opposite. I do believe in the legislature. I do believe in this. I do believe in us. I do believe in New York state government. I do believe in our capacity.
And so what he was saying was the Moreland Commission thinks means I don't believe in democracy, but in fact, I do. I just believe that all this ethics is slowing down all of us because it's making all of us look bad.
You mean lack of ethics?
Lack of ethics. And he gave his pitch for, come on, guys, we have to get this together. This is a pox on our whole house, all of us. We're all in it together. And then he ended the speech by literally saying that, talking about this anti-Semitic incident at the Pine Bush School and saying, we can't stand for this in New York. We're all in it together. E pluribus unum. And then he ended his speech.
Very briefly, Andrea, in the minute we have left, two topics raised today directly affecting New York City transportation. Tell me about his proposal about the airports and about Metro North.
Right. I mean, he talked and he mentioned this yesterday with his appearance with Vice President Joe Biden, that he thought the airports were badly run. Today he said New York is directly going to take over some of the construction projects from the Port Authority. He also said he wants to build a Metro North spur to Penn Station to make it give it additional redundancy, and that he wants to really close off the subways to flooding. So a rare nod from Governor Cuomo to transit in his State of the State address.
WNYC's Metro editor Andrea Bernstein joining us to talk about Governor Cuomo's fourth State of the State address. He's running for re-election this year. Thank you so much, Andrea.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.